So right off the top, we have to ask you about the CNN report that says you touted Donald Trump's endorsement at a private donor event recently. We remember when you joined us here on WTOP back in June, right after Donald Trump endorsed you. You said, we asked you about it. You said you weren't looking for the endorsement. You didn't want it. CNN reporting saying something in contrast to that. What is going on with what you told that private donor?
Well, it's look, this is just typical kind of 11th hour, you know, politics as usual with people cutting things out of context and trying to make a big deal out of it. There's nothing changed whatsoever. The same thing I said to you, I've said 100 other times throughout the campaign. I just said it on CNN day before yesterday on Wolf Blitzer that, you know, I don't accept Trump's endorsement, that I'm not supporting Trump and not voting for Trump. And, you know, my position is very clear. This was just a simple discussion with one guy. It wasn't an event. And the guy said something about Trump hating me, and I just said, actually, Trump endorsed me. That's all there is to it. It didn't change my position on that endorsement, and there's no story there whatsoever.
Governor, how much does it concern you, or how much do you have to work in these final days to try and get those Trump supporters, though?
Yeah, I think we're doing great with Republicans. I think we're overperforming by a lot and actually doing better with Republicans than Donald Trump. But we're winning independents overwhelmingly by more than 20 points. And most of our focus right now is just convincing a handful of Democrats who voted for me twice and who still have a favorable opinion that I'm going to be the same strong independent leader I've always been, that I'm still going to stand up to the extremes of both parties and try to work together in a bipartisan way.
Governor, we understand that there are some mailers being sent around to Maryland voters pushing support for the third person on the ballot, Libertarian Mike Scott, saying he'll be the senator to uphold conservative values. The calls to voters and messages are reportedly coming from a political action committee. What do you know about that?
Well,
what's your reaction to that?
It's really disgraceful. And it's people that talk about preserving democracy, trying to undermine democracy. And it's a far left, dark money, Democratic group that's pretending to be like Trump Republicans. And they're trying to, it's a total disinformation campaign, trying to confuse voters and to suppress the vote. And it's outrageous and unacceptable. And I mean, we've been taking kind of unfair attacks since February with $50 million of outside money. But this one is just complete disinformation, pretending to be someone else and sending out fake messages to promote the Democratic candidate.
Governor, let's ask about early voting. The state of Maryland says as of last night, 835,000 people have cast ballots at early voting centers in Maryland since last Thursday. Early voting ends tonight in Maryland. Now, those numbers from the state don't include absentee or provisional ballots. What do you make of the numbers, and then what's your strategy as you push through these 5 days to next Tuesday?
Sure. Well, we're really excited. The turnout is terrific. And I've been at early voting centers all across the state. And there was, you know, a lot of folks voting by mail, a lot of people out there. There's tremendous enthusiasm. We think the momentum is with us. And, you know, today's the last day of early voting. And I encourage your listeners, and they have until 8 o'clock tonight to early vote. And then your last chance will be next Tuesday. And I think it's going to be a high turnout. Right now, early voting is higher than it was in 2020. Which we think is terrific. The more people participating in the process, the better. And we're feeling strong. We feel we've got all the momentum. We're closing the gap. And I think we're going to pull, for the third time in a row, pull the biggest surprise upset in America.
Governor, though, one of the biggest obstacles you have to winning this race is convincing those moderate Democrats that usually have voted for you in the past to stay with you this time around. Interesting that you're running a TV ad saying, hey, it's OK if you vote for Kamala Harris, but, you know, hey, I'm Larry Hogan. Remember me? What about that? What would it have served you better to say that you would not caucus with Republicans if you win the race?
I'm just asking the Democrats to continue to trust me and to give me a vote just like they did twice before. We're running seven different commercials with real voters. I think five of them are Democrats saying why they're voting for me. They're not scripted commercials. They're not paid actors. They're real people. We have independents, Republicans, and Democrats. My opponent's just running attack ads and kind of phony stuff. Ours are real people, including the one you're talking about. It was a woman who was, I think, the president of the Democratic Women's Club in Montgomery County, who's just said that she's splitting her ticket, that she's voting for Harris and for me. And currently, our polling shows somewhere between 25 and 30% of all Harris voters are splitting their ticket, just like the one you see in the TV.